I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. You've likely noticed the same amount of money doesn't fill as many grocery bags as it did just a year ago. That's because the price of nearly every food item, from beef to milk to produce, is up. Carolyn Chelius, a USDA economist, says the trend does not appear to be slowing anytime soon.
Compared to 2020 and 2021, all food prices have increased 2.7%, and we're predicting in 2021 they'll increase between 3 and 4%. Food away from home or restaurant food prices have increased 3.3%, and we're predicting they'll increase 3.5% to 4.5%. And food at home or grocery store food prices have increased 2.1%, and we're predicting they'll increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Compared to this time a year ago, we're paying 12% more for beef, 6% more for poultry, and almost 10% more for pork. Why the high grocery and restaurant bills? Well, pandemic-related supply chain issues continue. Ranchers and producers have seen their own prices rise significantly. For example, the cost of feed for livestock is up 30%, according to the USDA. Transportation prices have also gone up, and demand is still extremely high, both in the U.S. and for food exports. At the same time, supply has been about level. The fast pace of rising food prices is expected to continue and then level off sometime next year. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.